This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. It is a familiar final step in getting hired for a job, the background check. And for most of us, it has been a formality. If you've never been convicted of a crime, then you've got nothing to worry about. But in today's tight job market, more job seekers say they're being turned down because of youthful indiscretions that they thought had they left behind. Employers flooded with resumes are screening out applicants who may have been charged decades ago with a minor offense, even if those charges were dropped. And that is leading to more North Carolinians having their records cleared or expunged. The News and Observer's annual analysis of the state's database of criminal charges shows that since 2000, the number of expungements have tripled. The state has just expanded eligibility, and that suggests more slate cleaning is on the way. To talk about expungements, I'm joined in the studio by Mandy Locke, a staff writer for the News and Observer newspaper. Welcome back, Mandy. Good to have you here.
Great to be here.
Let's start by talking about expungements. What are they and who is eligible to have their record expunged?
It's a really clunky word, and I wish that the law were clear, but there are a lot of folks who are eligible for this, but for very specific reasons. We've got one group who are sort of the young offenders, a class of people who lawmakers have said, you know what, they were really young, they might have done something, even if they pleaded guilty, even if they were found guilty in a court of law, let's let them clear this up. And then there's the whole other group of people who have been eligible for quite some time now, who either had their charge dismissed by the prosecutor or judge, they were acquitted by a jury, or they were exonerated. And those people are automatically eligible to have their records expunged. And then just last month, the governor signed into law a group that would be newly added to this. For the first time, people who are convicted of felonies, if they convicted a nonviolent felony when they were 16 or 17 and managed to keep their nose clean for 4 years after that, those folks can now get their records expunged.
And, of course, North Carolina is one of only two states that tries 16-year-olds as adults automatically, so that every 16-year-old and above is an adult.
Absolutely. So I think what we're seeing, the motivation behind this, Frank, is there's this recognition that we are far and away from other states in how we treat our youngest offenders. And is it right to hold people responsible for something they did when they were 16, 17-year-olds and foolish and may have done something that was their one scrape with the law? And are we going to let that follow them around forever? And I think that the latest law that passed was an attempt to pull back and let some of these folks get a second chance.
And when the record is expunged, what exactly does that mean?
Oh, it's so mysterious. It disappears. It's sort of like some, you know, magical formula. It literally, the physical paper copy of your record disappears from the clerk's office. And the only place that any information about your criminal charge and your disposition in that case exists is in this super secret database that's kept by the Administrative Office of Courts. And I think maybe three or four people have access to it, and they can only access it if they are checking something for a designated agency which has a right to know if you've had an expungement.
So, and interestingly enough, if you have had your record expunged, and I got this from reading the article that you wrote in the News and Observer, you are not held liable or can't be charged with perjury if you're asked about that crime and you say, no, well, I've never committed that crime.
Absolutely.
You know, on the stand.
Absolutely. So if you have had your record expunged and you're applying for a job and they say, dear Frank, have you ever been charged with a crime? You can say no, and that cannot come back to bite you.
So now you talked about felonies now possibly added to the list if they're nonviolent felonies. But again, can I have my entire record expunged, or is it just for particular crimes? How's that going to work?
You get one expungement in a lifetime. If you have several charges that are related to the same incident, or you racked them up in 1 year, you can get multiple charges expunged. But that's it. You get no more. No. You're not eligible for two or three or four expungements over a lifetime.
This is kind of interesting because if you've been acquitted of a crime, it means you, by law, you didn't do it. And that follows you around unless that record is expunged. I mean, theoretically, if you've been acquitted of several crimes, only one of them goes off the record. The rest of them, the fact that you've been charged with those crimes follows you around.
Absolutely. I mean, what we're seeing with the job market and it being so competitive, it doesn't matter anymore when there are 50 job applicants for a single job. It doesn't matter if the charge was dismissed. It doesn't matter if it was acquitted. If somebody in the human resources department is running a criminal background and they see something, they're not going to take the time to bring you in and ask you about that open container charge you got when you were 18 at an NC State tailgating. They're just going to put you in the no thank you pile.
And is there any flexibility from county to county, or does this apply the same all across the state?
The laws and who is eligible is the same across the state. But what we found in our analysis is that some counties offer a lot more expungements than others. And that has much to do, like Wake County, for instance, had about three times the amount that Mecklenburg does, even though Mecklenburg does a swifter caseload than Wake County does. And it has everything to do with what we call deferral programs for prosecutions. District attorneys have discretion to create these programs. So if you are charged for the first time with an offense, you might be able to enter into some sort of program. And if you successfully complete the program, then at the end of a year or 6 months, they will give you a dismissal on that charge, which makes you automatically eligible for an expungement. So the counties that have a larger volume of expungements also coincides with the counties that have really robust deferral programs.
And so I guess this suggests that they don't have that kind of situation in Mecklenburg. They don't have this kind of program so much?
They do. And what's interesting about it, Frank, is that in Wake County, they are really good about telling people that they're eligible. The prosecutor in court may mention it to you when he's offering you the deferral program. The deferral program manager who's working with you to satisfy your drug education program might mention it. And if you walk into the clerk's office, they have a really helpful user-friendly expungement packet, which has the applications that you need. So you don't even need a lawyer in Wake County to navigate the system. And in Mecklenburg, it's sort of a little more hidden. Nobody's really out there peddling these.
You're eligible for expungement, but it does put the onus on you to see that it's done. Is it expensive?
No, it's really not. If your charge was dismissed or you were acquitted by a jury, it's free. You just fill out the form and get the application going. If you're one of those youthful offenders, however, that pleaded guilty to certain misdemeanor offenses, then there is a $125 fee. But that's it. You pay a fee, you fill out the form, and then the clerk takes it from there. And
so it's not like you need an attorney to get all this done.
You just don't. A lot of people do. A lot of people hire attorneys to help navigate it, but it's not necessary. It's not required.
And are there more complicated cases where it would take, I mean, it would be a legal process. You might be engaged in a long legal fight for an expungement.
It remains to be seen with the newest group, the law that just passed last month, which opens up expungements to nonviolent felonies for 16 and 17-year-olds who committed it at the time of their crime. The judge actually has some say-so. So you might, in a situation like this, be called upon to argue for yourself, come before the judge, tell him why he should give you this expungement. With the other expungement laws already on the book, if you meet the criteria specified in the law, then the judge has no discretion and has to give you the expungement. So for this newest group, you may be seeing more people hiring an attorney to help navigate that system.
Now, what's interesting these days, if you talk about expungement, you're talking about the criminal record at the clerk's office and what the criminal justice system holds. Fact is, that information is also out there if they happen to talk to Mandy at the NNO, because now it's in the newspaper and it's pretty easy to Google.
It is pretty easy to Google. It's really tough to completely eliminate a criminal indiscretion once it hits the internet. And I think that is what people have been finding who are applying for jobs. But if your potential employer is doing a criminal background check on you and they're going through one of the vendors that sells North Carolina criminal records, those vendors are civilly liable should they release information on a record that's been expunged. So there's a lot of incentive for those brokers of the information to get it right. But once upon a time, time, that was a public record. And if some enterprising reporter wrote a story about it or happened to have a database from 1985, it's nearly impossible to make sure that that information vanishes entirely.
What's the argument against making expungement easier?
So some people argue that a dismissal, a voluntary dismissal by a prosecutor or judge, doesn't really mean that you didn't do something wrong. And it's interesting. Cases get dismissed for all sorts of reasons. The victim didn't show up in court. The evidence, the prosecuting, the law enforcement officer who brought the case had to go serve a tour of duty in Iraq. I came across one case that was pending that was the source of much discussion among my editors and I about who is eligible and who's not. It was a case of a man who was 40 years old and he was charged with a sex offense against a six-year-old child. The charge was dismissed by the prosecutor, and the reason for that dismissal, as listed on the form, was the therapist of the child thought the child was too vulnerable and shouldn't have to testify in court.
So you don't want to see people with a record, if they did something, sort of not have that follow them. On the other hand, you'd hate to have prosecutors with the power simply to accuse you of a crime, never have to prove it, and then have that follow you around for the rest of your life. That's a power you would hate to have in the hands of any individual or law enforcement agency.
Absolutely.
So all
of
that is weighed in the balance. Mandy, always a pleasure. Thank you for talking with
us. Thank you, Frank.
Mandy Locke, staff writer with the News and Observer. Just ahead, complex history of the Great Dismal Swamp on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.